Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Apparently our buddy Sean O'Brien had a car accident, so he won't be here today, but he's okay, right?
That's what I'm told, yeah.
All right,
he's okay. The car really isn't, from what I understand.
No, yeah. No, he was leaving St. Louis yesterday, and something happened. The car is totaled, but he's okay and getting a rental and heading up today.
Jesus. All right, Colleen's going to stop in.
Yeah,
right?
She's got to stop in and drop off some stuff anyway, so she's going to be around.
Petey Mack will be here a little later on this morning, too. The Cavaliers went down. They're 0-3, which is cool. I hate the Cavaliers.
They were up a few points.
Doesn't matter.
When I nodded off.
The NBA, you're always up at the NBA, and then you end up losing. Or you're up and you win and you end up losing, you know.
That was actually one of the more interesting games of the whole playoffs.
I turned it off.
At least it stayed close.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to bed, I don't know, third quarter maybe, somewhere in there. I don't know. Flipping that between that and baseball, Pirates blew a game against the Orioles. Nobody cares. And tonight's the key, though, Todd. It's back in Pittsburgh, the Penguins and your Preds, man.
And yeah, your Preds.
Yeah, I got to be out, though. I might not see much of that game.
Somebody's got to break serve tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd be your team who had the break serve. It's back in Pittsburgh. We don't want that.
All right. Don't break
that.
Serve.
We're on the hold serve.
Then it's done.
We're on the hold serve.
Are we still going with the moonshine and veggie burger party tonight for the
game? I can't make it. This is almost like the spider bites. We just don't ever get to go anywhere. You know, we plan stuff.
I ate the rest of the veggie burgers, too.
They're dirt cheap.
Over the last couple of nights.
Well,
Craig laughs at your veggie burgers, you know. Craig laughs at your veggie burgers. He'll be here later on this morning. We mentioned Petey Mack, and you and us. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook, broadcast, podcast. They're opening up the bars in D.C. today. I don't want to talk about this much because I don't really care. I'm so burned out on politics. I'm like you. But they're opening up the bars early, like soccer games. Well, the one guy compared it to soccer games. I prepare to, I don't know, other sports that people care about. But, yeah, they're serving. They said one bar is offering a free round every time Trump tweets this morning during the Comey investigation.
Oh, nice.
I said, man, that could cost them bucks, especially if he wakes up and starts. Well, he's awake everywhere. He's awake right now. What am I talking about? He's probably tweeting right now. But, yeah, free vodka shots or something like that every time he, in honor of Russia. Vodka shots.
Well, there's going to be some late afternoon hangovers kicking in.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can you imagine the political geeks live in that town? Oh, my God. I mean, I like D.C., but I would just probably wouldn't hang out with political geeks.
I would guess there's afternoon hangovers every day.
Oh, yeah. Among people in that building. You're right. It's such a partisan city, obviously, when the people that work on the Hill, so everybody hates everybody, I guess.
Yeah, I assume our insect overlord is tuned in to... Is Fox and Friends on now?
Oh, probably. Yeah, it is almost... it's 6:43 Eastern.
That is his source of information.
That's it. That's all he cares about. That's exactly. Oh, by the way, Neil Cavuto, the big-headed dude on Fox, he called Trump out saying he can't stop yelling at other people. It's all about him. I mean, he's the one screwing up, and he's getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you can't be on Fox and actually be sane. You can't be on Fox
Neil
and be
Cavuto
sane.
Neil said the problem isn't the mainstream media.
It's Trump.
Yeah.
And, oh.
That he can't control himself.
And did he doubled down, too, by the way, Cavuto did.
Did he take crap for that?
Oh, what do you think? Now, mainstream people like us, they get finally somebody, you're on a news station, report the news, and he's a complete mess. But supporters who watch Fox calling for Cavuto's big old head. Because, yeah, they wanted Shepard Smith's head, too. Remember that?
Well, yeah, well, that's just because
he also just does the news.
Yeah, he never really opines that much.
But he doesn't kiss ass.
Yeah, but he's just straightforward.
Right. You mean like the news? Like when people give the news?
Yeah, like a reporter.
Like a reporter?
Like an anchor.
Like Craig Evans?
Well, I don't know.
Craig does opine a little bit.
He spouts off his opinions every once in a while.
Cavuto or Craig Evans?
Craig Evans.
Yeah, he does.
Tell someone they're a stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, I took out stupid son of a bitch. I got to bring that back.
On occasion.
I got to bring that back.
Yes, Neil Cavuto said, Mr. President, it's not the fake news media that's your problem. He said this on Fox, too.
Yes, he did.
It's
and
you.
Doubled down, right.
It's not your tweeting. It's your scapegoating. It's your refusal to see that sometimes you're the one who's feeding your own beast and acting beastly with your own guys.
He's going to throw his brother-in-law under the bus. Excuse me, his son-in-law under the bus someday. But that'll be interesting when that happens. But, you know, we'll wait for that. 34% now the president's down to. 34%. I know them. I think 30 won't ever leave. But that's pretty close. That's pretty close.
No, I think his base is a solid 30%.
Yeah, yeah. And then 20% of that is not intelligent people.
And that's who he panders to.
That is. It's a sad part about this. You know, it really is kind of sad. But hey, it's a dog days of summer. At least in our city it is. It's hot as hell. Will be today, right? So yesterday was beautiful, actually.
Yeah.
Yesterday was gorgeous, right?
Mid-upper 90s
there you
for,
go.
Like, the next week.
I can't bitch.
I can't wait for the dog days.
Yeah, when it's 100.
That's actually 2 months from now.
Yeah, it is. It is 2 months from now. Yeah. It's the beginning of the season.
And
the beginning of the summer season.
They're burning up in Arizona, right. Too.
We opened up my hydrant last night, you know, in my neighborhood.
Oh, so good.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Tony was over, you know.
That's one of the highlights of your neighborhood.
It's the hydrant parties.
It's the hydrant parties.
Exactly.
I did actually hear the weather guy down the hall while I was making coffee. He was on TV above my show. He mentioned Todd's favorite stat.
The dew point.
The dew point. Is it bad today?
Not bad today, but...
Tomorrow when we golf?
End of the weekend, into next week, we're going to be up into the 70s with
the
dew point.
Man, that damn dew point, man.
Yeah, that's what I loved about living in Arizona. Right. The dew point was never... Never a factor.
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Now, granted, if you're sitting outside in 115 degrees, that gets a little hot.
Yeah, but I still...
But
I'm
if
not...
it's 115 degrees and humid, that'll kill you.
Yeah, it will. The dew point will kill you. I know Todd likes that stat. That's his favorite stat.
It is the single most important summertime weather statistic.
I was
no
watching,
doubt about it.
Last night, I was watching the episode of Anthony Bourdain's show on CNN. He went to the Antarctic... McMurdo Station in the South Pole. They were talking about it gets down to like 115 below.
So your skin has to be covered everywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do your eyeballs freeze or not? How long can you stay outside?
Probably not long.
Yeah, because your eyes got to be open at least when you're walking around. Oh, you wear those big goggles, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
And they went there in the summer, thankfully.
Okay.
You know, to film this. So it was only, you know, 20 to 30 below.
Every day?
Up near the South Pole. It was a little warmer out at McMurdo Station.
Was there a restaurant there he was visiting?
No.
It's Anthony Bourdain. Did he just visit restaurants?
The CNN show is a little less food.
Yeah.
A little more kind of culture and
just
stuff.
Just travel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just going to the Antarctic.
Colleen will be here later on, too. She wants to see him pee. She looked at the urinal where he peed in, you know. And she likes
security.
That. And we told Anthony Bourdain that on the phone that Colleen wanted to see the urinal he peed in. Did he say security?
Yeah, that was
this
his response.
Was his line?
He went security.
I love Anthony Bourdain.
I love that show, by the way. It's
cool.
Parts unknown. It's great.
Mid 100s in the desert, but the dew point only in the 30s.
There you go, Todd. Yeah. Todd Dew Point Brandt. That's a great nickname, by the way. Chicks dug that name.
Hey, you.
The old Dew Point Brandt.
You were quoting the dew point.
I did.
And cheering the dew point.
Yeah, I'm outside a lot anymore. When I see the dew point's low, I'm pretty happy about it.
The other night?
And I ride my bike, too. I ride my bike outside and And I checked the dew point before I hit my bike.
Your wife was complaining of the humidity, and you said, no, let's check the dew point.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, right? And you cheered. You actually fist-pumped.
I cheered the dew point.
Yeah.
Because I'm like you. I got no life.
55 is not a bad dew point. Yeah.
Mark Norman will be in the show tomorrow. And we mentioned that Sean O'Brien won't be here today. I'm sure Sean will swing up tomorrow, right?
Probably, yeah.
And we got Colleen. Colleen's a lovely Colleen. She's going to stop in and say hi to us.
I did not see Mark Norman stand up on
and Conan.
Conan last night.
Man, I got so much stuff, man.
I DVR'd it, so I'll take a look at it today.
We could probably just Google it right now and look at it.
They
release that stuff, don't they?
I don't know if they do right away.
Yeah,
they may.
They'll have it on their website. I'll look it up here.
Yeah, because that's what most people watch late night TV anymore, the next morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is, to see the crazy Jimmy Fallon skit, you know, when he sings with somebody or something. I don't watch any of that.
No. And I think Fallon is the only one who really isn't political these days.
Yeah,
apparently he's losing.
And he's losing.
Yeah.
He's losing, right.
It was a rerun, but...
He cannot not be political.
Yeah. Kimmel, well, with his healthcare rap, gets pretty political.
Oh, yeah.
Colbert has finally decided to stop being mainstream.
Well, for a while now, at least for 6-8 months, at least.
And go political.
And he's winning.
And that's why he's beating Jimmy Fallon. Seth Meyer. Seth Meyer, he has been since the start.
Yeah, Seth has always been great about that. Exactly. Well, if it's just an S show, you got to be political, you know.
Even James Corden gets a little...
They're all fighting for 70% of the audience that hates the president. That's a lot of people out there. That's millions and millions of people.
Well, it kind of dominates the conversation.
It's too bad.
It kind of dominates the whole...
I'm with you.
Yeah.
And we can't avoid it. And we don't.
The news and pop culture
Shut
landscape.
Up and do the top 10 stuff. No, we're not going to do that.
No, we can't.
No.
Right. From the home office.
Yeah. Craig Evans, PD Mac, you and us, come on back.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.